your pain. I took up your crown and I wore your shame. And death was a fire and his teeth were grim. But I left it behind along with all your sin.
When the prodigal son comes home, his father says, "Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And the scripture tells us that they began to celebrate. This morning we celebrate that aspect of us that once was lost but now is found in the pure consciousness of spirit. This is a loss that has found a way out of no way. A loss that realizes we never have to beg God because God is in us and we are in God. A God that knows that we can walk on a water of faith, a water of the Father, a water of spirit, that we can heal the sick, that we can make the blind see, that we can raise the dead, that we can do even greater things. This is what Jesus taught. We can do even greater things than these. We celebrate the awareness that in the 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus remained with us and multiplied our abundance and taught us the power of the Spirit that is always expressing as us. In this period before Jesus' ascension, this second week after he was resurrected, he walked the earth as our teacher and our guide, and we celebrate the joy of his spirit and the good news of his presence in us, the power of God. Jesus said in John 14:20, "I am in the Father and you are in me, beloved, and I am in you." The scripture teaches us in John 16:22, Jesus said, "Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy." This manifested when the women went to Jesus's tomb and they hurried away from the tomb afraid, but the scripture tells us, yet they were filled with joy. Jesus says in John 16:24, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name." But he says, "Ask and you shall receive and your joy will be complete." 1 Chronicles 16:27 says, "Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are his dwelling place." Romans 14:17 says, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." This is the inexpressible and glorious joy that Peter says we are filled with. The first book of Luke 16:20 says, "I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news of the joy, this good news of the celebration, this good news of the Spirit, this good news as Jesus walked and talked and demonstrated to us. In the 150th Psalm, the psalmist says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his acts of power, praise him in his surpassing greatness, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and the lyre. This morning, we open up our circle with praise. We open up our circle with joy. We open up our circle with celebration of the good news of Spirit in which we live and move and have our being, Spirit in which we can come to asking for nothing because we know that we always have everything we need even before we open our mouths to ask. There is nothing but the fullness and the completeness of joy during these 40 days after Jesus' resurrection. There is nothing but good news and celebration. How grateful we are to celebrate these miracles today, to celebrate the fullness and the completion and the greatness of the joy.
We lay aside all of our problems. We have come to worship you on one accord. When we gather, you will fill the room. We're excited, we're delighted.
Continue to lift up this pure presence and this pure power, this wonderful joy that we call Jesus Christ, this wonderful joy that we call the Father, this wonderful joy that we call the Mother, the everything and the Almighty God. In all of these things, beloved, we are grateful, so grateful that we acknowledge it by saying amen, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Reverend Patricia, you're a fine cook.